Gopi Janava Labha Girvardhari. Yashodhanandana Braja Janaranjana. Yashodhanandana Braja Janaranjana. Yashodhanandana Braja Janaranjana. Jamanate Vanachari. Jamanate Vanachari. Jayara Dama Dava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Janavala Bhaha Girivaratari. Yashodhanandana Braja Janaranjana. Yashodhanandana Braja Janaranjana. Yashodhanandana Braja Janaranjana. Jamanatera Vanachari. Jamanatera Vanachari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Radha Madhava Radha Madhava Radha Jaya Radha Madhava Radha Madhava Radha Jaya Radha, Jaya Radha, Jaya Radha, Jaya Sri Radha. Jaya Radha, Jaya Radha, Jaya Radha, Jaya Sri Radha. Jaya Pancha Tattva, Pancha Tattva, Pancha Tattva, Jaya Pancha Tattva. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Sira Prabhupada. Nitai Garbha, Haribha, Haribha, Bahariba. Jai Om Vishnu Pad Paramahamsa Paribraja Kacharya Astu Trasatat Sissimad Zavangris Is confound Acharya, Shri Abhacharya Navinda Bhakta Vedanta Swami Papa Maharaj Kij. Ananta Koti Vaishnavinda Kij. Namacharya Shri Haridas Thakur Kij. Pram Sikha Hav Sikha Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Si Advaita Gadara Siva Sadi Sigora Bhakta Vinda Kij. Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopal Gopinath Samakunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Kijay Shri Vrindavan Dham Kijay Shri Mayapa Dham Kijay Shri Navadip Dham Kijay Ganga Maya Yamuna Maya Kijay Tulsi Devi Bhakti Devi Kijay Samaveda Bhakta Vinda Kijay Nitai Gaur Premanandi All glories of the Sama devotees All glories of the Sama devotees All glories to the Sama devotees. All glories to Sigura and Guranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskrita Narancheva Narutamam Devin Sarasati Vyatsatatu Jaya Mudhirai Nastra Payeswa Bhadresu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Sloke Bhakti Bhavaiti Naistiki. So Srimad Bhagavatam. Canto 8, chapter 9, text 1 to 3. So I'll just read through the text 1 to 2, because what is on the board is text 3. Sisuka Oacham. It's not on the board, so you may not be able to catch it. Teyon Yatut Surapatram Harastas Chakra Sudida. Shipanto Dasha Damana. Ayantim Dadishu Sriam. Translation. And purport, or no purport, translation by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Sukadeva Goswami said, thereafter, the demons became inimical toward one another, throwing and snatching the container of nectar. They gave up their friendly relationship. Meanwhile, they saw a beautiful young woman coming forward toward them. Text 2. Aho rupam aho dharma aho asya navanvaya ititetam abidrutya papruchu jatarikchayaha. Translation. Upon seeing the beautiful woman, the demons said, alas, how wonderful is her beauty. How wonderful is the lustre of her body. And how wonderful the beauty of her youthful age. Speaking in this way, they quickly approached her, full of lusty desires to enjoy her, and began to inquire from her in many ways. So text 3, which is on the board. Please kindly respond, repeat. Katwam kanja palakshakshi. Kuto vakim shikra shikri shikshashi. Kashyasi vadava moru matnatiwa manansimna. Katram kanja palakshakshi kutova kim shikshashi. Kashyasi vadava moru matnatiwa manansisa. Katram kanja palakshakshi kutova kim siksashishi. Kutovam kim siksashi. Kashyasi vadava moru matnatiwa manansina. Can someone chant? Vaishnavis. So word for word translation. Ka. Who? Twam. Are you? Kanja palaksha akshi. Having eyes like the petals of a lotus. Kutaha. From where? Va. Ida. Kim shikisashi. What is the purpose for which you have come here? Kasha. Of whom? Asi. Do you belong? Wada. Kindly tell us. Vama Uru. Oh, you whose ties are extraordinarily beautiful. Matnati. Agitating. Ewa. Like. Manamsi. Within our minds. Naha. Our. Translation and purport by Divine Grace is confirmed to Charlie. Srila Bhachana Vinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai. A wonderful, beautiful girl, you have just nice eyes resembling the petals of a lotus flower. Who are you? Where do you come from? What is the purpose in your coming here? And to whom do you belong? Or you whose ties are extraordinarily beautiful. Our minds are becoming agitated simply because of seeing you. Please kindly responsibly repeat. Oh, wonderfully beautiful girl. You have such nice eyes, resembling the petals of a lotus flower. Who are you? Where do you come from? What is your purpose in coming here? And to whom do you belong? Oh, you whose ties are extraordinarily beautiful. Our minds are becoming agitated. To her husband after her marriage, and to her grown sons in her old age. In regard to this inquiry, Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says that the question, to whom do you belong, means, whose daughter are you? Since the demons could understand that the beautiful girl was still unmarried, every one of them desired to marry her. Thus they inquired, whose daughter are you? I make one request. This is a jet age, a phone age culture. And for the purpose of the Bhagavatam, which we respect Srila Vyasadev, there's no harm in carrying your phone to the class. But please kindly put it on a plain mode, so that the ringing does not disturb the class. Omagyana Timanandasya, Gyana Jana Salakaya, Saksula Militam, Gyana Tasmai, Si Guru Vena Maha, Si Chaitanya Manobhistam, Stavfitam, Gyana Bhutale, Swayam Rupam Kadamayam, Dadati Swapadantikam. पांचकल्पतरीभ्य च कृपसन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो नमो विष्णुपराय कृष्णपृष्ठे भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामी इति नाम्ने नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पार्श्वचारिणे. So, it's an honor to be able to do this type of service when devotees have gathered from all countries here in Mayapur. And this is a continuation of the discussions on the churning of the ocean by the demigods and the demons and the eventualities that came forth, and this was part of it, the appearance of Mohinamurti, an incarnation of Lord Krishna, beautifully shining in the eyes of everyone. And look, like Lord Krishna mentions in the Gita, when there are some disparities in religious practice and the culturation of actual honor, worship and respect, at that time he descends to be able to set things straight. Then our Krishna appears in each and every millennium just to be able to initiate a positive change. So here he has appeared as Mohinamurti. There's a conflict between the demigods and the devas. I mean, between the demigods and the asuras. Who is eligible to drink the nectar? But because the demons are so powerful, they are also very trickish. And like Krishna mentioned in the Gita, the characteristics, some of the characteristics of the demons, they feel, I am the controller. Ishwaro ham, aham bogi, sidoham, balawan suki. I am powerful. I am the enjoyer. Everything around should be for my enjoyment. And they are powerful. And so they were able to maneuver and get the nectar. And so the demigods are like bereft of the nectar, desolate and afflicted. But there was intervention, divine intervention, as we used to say. So Krishna came up as Mohinamurti. Why did Krishna not take the form of Lord Nrisingadev to just kill all the demons? Why not? Why the form of a female? Because Krishna, he is the source of creation. He knows the potency of the female energy in resolving conflicts. If you ever get angry, and then your beloved comes and he pats you on the back, immediately you soften down. Immediately. Because you don't want to mess up. So, Krishna knew the weakness of the demons. They have attraction for sex. And so Krishna appeared in the form of Mohinamurti to be able to do the needful. So, in these three verses, we'll see how, just by the appearance of Mohinamurti, this beautiful form of the Lord, the demons were enchanted, they were enamored, they lose their balance. They lost their balance. And we may think, oh well, they are demons. But see, perform some experiment. It's not a question of demons. Perform some experiments. Put some beautiful, attractive girls somewhere. Or put some men in a room, doing, fully engaged, busy. Let a beautiful, attractive girl come into that room, the whole setting changes. Now, one of my mentees in New York, he told me when he was in graduate school in UK, so he told me how one of their professors, she's a female professor in management, and so she told them that, you know, the best way to make a situation, to control a situation, is with sex energy. And she demonstrated. the kids, the students, they were so much in disarray. They were disturbing in the class. So she just came into the class. She has to give her lecture. And then she came into the class and said, "Sex!" And everybody kept quiet. Everybody just became very attentive. So this is the power of the sex energy. Sex energy has been used in espionage to extract facts from the most difficult, most challenging situation in investigations. Just send a beautiful woman to have a position there, and you see, you can extract all the information you want from that criminal. So the sex energy has been used in so many ways in the past. In international wars, it has been used. In local settings, it has been used. So there is nothing wrong in a female, as someone being a female. Sometimes we think to become a female is a curse. I remember one of my mentees was discussing with someone in London about my going to London. Before I came here, I went to London for 2 weeks. And she's a lawyer in New York. So she was speaking with the devotee who was taking care of me. And I think something ensued. And she asked the devotee that, "You mean that one has to have a male past before she serves her guru?" And so the devotee said, "No, please, Mataji." So, the bottom line is, what Prabhupada will call utility is the principle. Any form we have, whether female, a female form or a male form, gender is not a problem in executing the orders of Lord Krishna. Just like age is not a problem. Just like skin color is not a problem. So here Krishna demonstrates by his appearance in a beautiful form. And keep in mind, beauty is one of the opulences of Krishna. And we are all looking for beauty in this world. Who amongst those who are aspiring, the men who are aspiring to get married, will say, "I don't want a beautiful wife. I don't want a beautiful woman for a wife"? This is the opposite. But what is beauty? Now, in this text, in these three texts, it's about the qualitative description of beauty. And I've seen cases where, because I run programs in the academy, my main preaching fields with the academic field. So basically what I do is I integrate applied Vedic science and applied management and decision sciences in profiling solutions to social management and leadership issues. If you Google my name, Vasudev Das, you could get some of my published works in peer reviewed journals. I remember one of the recent works I did last year was on political sex scandals. And I brought in a basic fundamental principle in Krishna consciousness, but in a very polished way, the chanting of the holy name. But I called it sonic therapeutic intervention. And so when I had to interview some people who have been chanting to be able to figure out whether this chanting helps them in addressing unnecessary sexual impulses, they said yes. In fact, I did research in New York with people who have been chanting. And this is a problem that is plaguing human society with leaders, global leaders, whatever. So it's not just a question of someone who is tagged a demon. No. We have lost our own big leaders in our society because of the influence of sex energy. And if even you are married, you are not safe. Because we've seen cases where people are married and they get zapped by the sex energy and they go to impregnate another woman. And therefore, the idea here is to be able to demonstrate that with a female body, you can really create positive change on the planet. Because men are highly influenced by women. Sometimes we think we are the controllers. We men, we are the issuers. But it's not true, man. If we are really sincere, the women are the controllers. Which of you who is married will come to say, well, I always disagree with my wife and there is always peace in the house? It's the opposite. I tell people, if you want to be happy, you know, then you have to be able to establish systems approach in your relationship, in your family. Systems approach here means that you don't just come to make some decisions by yourself. You have to consult, and it should be a collective effort. Because the female energy is so powerful. You want to be happy in your house, you better treat your wife nicely. Otherwise, you're looking for trouble. And our society can grow so astronomically if we simply treat women very honorably, very nicely. If we treat all our women like we treat our mothers in our homes, we see our society will grow astronomically because they can change the world. I don't want to mention name, but a professional in psychology is also one of our spiritual masters. He told us when we were preaching in Africa, you know, you want to make devotees? Just try to make some very intelligent women, beautiful, intelligent women, and the men will naturally come to join. The men will naturally. So this is a secret for those of you who want to make devotees, and you say, hey, we don't want women around here. Acha. So the bottom line is that the demons, they lost their credibility. They lost their assets. What assets is more important than nectar? The nectar of immortality. But the demons lost it. Why? Because they had low self-control. Low self-control is the watchword. This has caused so much trouble on the planet. Low self-control. It's not just about demons. All of us. And you know what? The very general theory of crime, those of you who study criminology up to PhD level or master's level, you would have known the general theory of crime. Because even lawyers, they don't know why people are involved in criminal activities and antisocial behavior. Because I've interviewed so many lawyers, even my own friends, even high court justices. I ask them, so why is there continuous crime? They don't have an idea. One of my mentees, she's a lawyer in New York. So she told me, you know what? We were trained how to get someone out of a case. How to win a case. So Gottfredson and Ritchie in 1980 developed the general theory of crime, which stipulates that all crimes and antisocial behavior. Antisocial behavior here means what the demons have done. They lost their assets. So Gottfredson and Ritchie in their general theory of crime stipulate that all crimes and antisocial behavior are due to low self-control. And it's just something that they have taken from Rupa Goswami's works and polished in a social, scientific way. Because if you read Rupa Goswami's Nature of Instruction, he mentions how one can become a global leader and how you can fail to be a global leader. Washu Wegam, Manasa Kroda Wegam, Jiva Wegam, Udara Pastor Wegam, Etan Wegam, Yo Visa Hita Jiram, Savram Apiman, Priti Vim Sajasyat. So we see, the major problem in society is that we have low self-control. It's not just only the genitals. Sometimes we think that to be highly elevated means you control your genital. Look, lions don't have sex. They only have sex in every 6 months. They are very self-controlled. Are they paramahamsas? No. So self-control entails, you know, a number of things. And that's what Rupa Goswami mentions in his Nectar of Instruction. And anyone can actually have
the phenomenological mindset. By phenomenological mindset, I mean demoniac mentality. Demoniac mentality basically implies we want to enjoy separately from Krishna. Like the demons, they seized the nectar. They got it. But they were cheated out of their wealth. Krishna mentions in the Gita 10:36 that he is the gambling of cheats. Dutam chalayatam asmin. He said he is the gambling of cheats. And the Prabhupada mentions that gambling is the highest structure in cheating. Highest process in cheating. And therefore, Krishna is the best of everything. So he says he is the gambling of cheats. So here he manifests that potency of being a gambler, gambler of cheats by deceiving, overwhelming the demons with her beauty in the form of Mohini Moti. And the demons, they just surrendered. Take. Again, we find in the scriptures when King Santanu went to the bank of the Ganga and he saw Mother Ganga, such an attractive form of a woman. He fell in love. Or should we say he fell in lust? People don't know falling in lust outside there. So let's say he fell in love with her. But Ganga gave some conditions. Yeah, I'm ready to fall in love with you. But this is the condition. Whatever I do, whatever that I may execute in our relationship, you just keep short. Don't say anything. If you are lusty after a woman, whatever condition he gives to you, you say yes, yes, yes. I'm very submissive. I follow everything. I'm so surrendered unto you. So the demons also, they felt the same thing. Mohini Moti said, look, if you are asking me to mediate this conflict, yeah, I can mediate. Mediation is a process of conflict resolution. So Mohini Moti came here as a conflict resolution personnel. She came to resolve the conflict in a very amicable way, in quote, a very amicable way. No weapons. It is only sex that you can use to resolve conflicts without weapons. It's only sex energy you can use to resolve conflict without weapons. So Krishna came. As Krishna, he killed so many demons. That's how he resolved the situation. But as Mohini Moti, just with the sex energy, he was able to, you know, accomplish so many things. No fighting, nothing. So we can't undermine the sex energy. The issue here is we should utilize the sex energy in a very appropriate way for high productivity. It's the same thing goes with the man. I remember in those days, because I joined in Africa before I moved to the U.S. on invitation of some political science, political scientists. So, in those days when we were preaching in Africa, you have all these young, vibrant boys, and so when the girls come to see all these guys dancing, all these young dancing so ecstatically, they trace our tempo. They trace the tempo, and then when the ladies join, and they will be dancing the temple hall ecstatically, the men just by passing by the temple, and they see all these. Some ladies, beautiful ladies, dancing so ecstatically. They want to come and make some inquiries. So the demons also were making inquiries. They saw beautiful Mohini Moti. Whom do you belong to? Ladies, guess if someone is beginning to ask you similar questions, know where they are going, okay? Therefore, it's so important. You see, our philosophy is not just only about going back to Godhead. It can equip anyone from being socially stable, social stalwart, so that no one comes to deceive you for anything. I remember one young girl told me, one country I went, So there was a boy who was pursuing him up all over the place. And then he kept telling him, I love you, I love you. So she said, the guy was 25 years and she was 17 or 18 or so. She said, she told the boy, the guy, that you don't love me, that you are lusty after me. So the guy, he never heard of that from any girl in his life. So again, knowledge, spiritual knowledge can actually equip you so much that you don't get exploited. Because even the powerful demons, people who have so much of assets, look at Strauss Kahn, the former International Monetary Fund director. He lost his position, similar to what the demigods, what the demons have faced here. He lost his position because of sex energy. And you know, how many political leaders have lost their position? Read my paper, Political Sex Scandals. Search that out on Google Scholars. Vasudev Das, Political Sex Scandal. I gave basic delineation of why and how people could become victimized by the sex energy. It doesn't mean that it's a bad thing. Look at how it is used here positively. In fact, women can really help to create such a revolution in the world if their energies are used very appropriately. But if we don't also use the energies with honor and respect, they could be very destructive. Because just by neglecting, and when you neglect someone, basically it amounts to emotional abuse. And then we could imbibe different type of mindsets or cultures to rationalize why we do, how we do, what we do. But Krishna is not going to judge us by our rationalization. We should be able to see each and every one, not based on gender. This is the point. Because the demons, we are looking at Mohinamurti based on the external features. And look at the descriptions. But what is real beauty? Krishna gives the connotative meaning of beauty in his instructions to Uddhava. In the Uddhava Gita, Krishna mentions, Sri Guna Nirapeksha Dhyā. Sri means beauty, or beauty, as the Americans would say. What is beauty? Development of good qualities, especially detachment from sense gratification. That is Krishna's definition of beauty. The demons, they were far from that. They were looking at Mohinamurti based on external features. And that's how they get entangled. And that's how they get cheated out of their wealth, the nectar. And therefore, fundamental understanding of a subject matter becomes very important in our lives. If we are striving to become extricated from the shackles of material bondage, we need to understand that there are so many challenges. Back what I mentioned, pada pada hi vipadam. Every step you take in the material world, you can encounter some danger. So here, the demons, this is another striking case. I like to give applications because that's one of my basic premiums in the academy. I like to give applications. I'm not only interested in the breadth and the depth. Breadth and the depth means you delineate the philosophy, and then you also bring the different sastras that support that delineation. But what about the application? So here's an application. What we have to do with this Mohinamurti's incarnation in application to our own daily lives. The sastra, the Bhagavatam, the Bhagavad Gita is so full. It's so creamy. It's so juicy. If we are just able to extract the essence. And so, Lord Krishna, he is amazing. And also, because we are part and parcel of Krishna, we are also amazing. You are amazing. In fact, Lord Krishna defines or describes the soul as amazing. And we are spirit souls. So you are amazing. But Krishna is the most amazing. Krishna, the amazement of Krishna is in the superlative degree. It's the most amazing. Because he has all of these wonderful qualities that, ordinarily speaking, people may even tend to despise. But everything is really useful. Bad, vastugya, nahika prakriti. What we see as good and bad is simply due to our mental concoction. Everything in this world could be utilized. And especially bodies, female bodies, could be such a big weapon in spreading Krishna consciousness. Because males are highly influenced by female beauty. So the bottom line is that we have to maintain some type of stable integrity, because if we have the integrity now and we lost that integrity later, then people will not see us as those who have been having or maintaining some integrity. Because generally people want to evaluate you based on your present situation, what happened to you. They don't care about your good things or your good qualities. But as devotees, we have to see the good in people. Also, the females, look at the case of Ugrasena's wife, Krishna's grandmother. When the Vrajabasis were agitating to bring back Krishna to Vrindavan, Ugrasena, at some point in time, he couldn't really figure out what to do. So Padmavati, one of Ugrasena's wives, she went to meet the king and said, my dear king, you see, these Vrajabasis, they are wonderful devotees, And when Krishna was there, they took care of him so much. They allowed Krishna to go to the forest with barefoot. It says as a small boy, had allowed him to go to the forest. But you know what that means? In other words, she was trying to portray the point that these people emotionally abuse Krishna. A small boy, they allowed this boy to walk with barefoot into the forest, and now they wanted to release him to them. So Ugrasena realized the import of what the wife was saying. So she just said, no, he's not going anywhere. We're not going to let him go. Intelligence. Women are very, very smart. They're super smart. We think we are super smart. There are so many things that we may not be able to resolve, but get a woman to do it, they will resolve it very quickly. So my point is, don't think I'm a feminist. Okay? We are looking at what the scriptures have to give to us and utility of this very scriptural injunction, this scriptural teachings. Yeah, to recite the sastra is very important. It purifies us. But we should also devise means of how to utilize what we have in problem solving. Hare Krishna. Any comments or questions? The bottom line, Mohini Murti appeared. Krishna established or reassured his demigods, look, I'm the gambling cheats. I will cheat the demons out of their world. He did it. Mohini Murti was super beautiful. Krishna is the epitome of beauty. It's not surprising. But the demons were enchanted by the beauty. They forgot about they became completely destabilized in their consciousness. They automatically develop pathological state of consciousness. It calls for a warning for all of us, especially the preachers. Whenever there is a good development, when there is nothing there, the devotees, they cooperate. They work very nicely. As soon as there is some wealth, there's fighting. Who takes over position? Is it not? I've seen it. I've seen so many places. I've been in the movement for 32 years. I've seen it. The same thing happened to these demons. They were cooperating to fight, to take the nectar. After taking the nectar, they start fighting. Who is going to take it? Who is going to drink it? Sometimes we find we also do like that. There is no assets. We cooperate. We work very nice. As soon as there are assets, someone is fighting. Who becomes the overall, the controller? Ishwara Bhav comes into play. And therefore, This is a good warning for us to be a little bit more introspective and to understand that every step could be dangerous. We may have so many assets, and if you are not careful, the assets could be taken away. Any comments or questions? In the absence of any comments or questions, we'd like to... Okay. Yes? Someone is speaking? Okay.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, you said that a man wishing to get married by nature would want a beautiful wife. And please correct me if I'm wrong, but Chanakya Pandit says that one of the four enemies is a beautiful wife. Mm. So please help me to reconcile these two differences.
Okay, so that's a nice point. What I mentioned is a general statement. There are two things in the academy. We have, if you are trying to do a research on a particular topic, you have to present a problem statement. And in the problem statement, you have to stipulate the general problem and the specific problem. What I mentioned is a general problem. What you're referring to, Chanakya Pandit, is a specific problem. So, when I say general problem, means all over the world, people don't want to get married to someone who is not beautiful or someone who is not wholesome. Women don't want to get married to someone who is ugly. What would be their pride? I remember, you know, one of my mentors, she has a PhD in psychology. And so we are working out ways on how to get her a husband. And so she's from Europe. So I was discussing with her. And they said, so what type of husband do you want? She said, I have a PhD. These men, they like to control. So the person I want to marry should at least have a master's degree, and he should earn more money than me. Then, you know, I will not bring up my ego, you know, to be controlled. You understand the point? This is a lived experience. I'm not talking about Purana. Just some few months ago, we were discussing about her marriage. And this is what she told me. Yeah, so someone is a PhD, they don't want to marry someone on the street. Someone is very beautiful, they don't want to marry someone who is so ugly. I mean, it's a general issue. In devotional service, it's a little bit different. I have seen devotees, a lady has a PhD, and she just married some boy who just has a first degree. Because we are not talking about, you know, your social status. Our concern is on Krishna. But even in devotional service, look at it. One of my god sisters from Michigan, her daughter has a PhD. So, daughter was talking with somebody about marriage. She came to ask me about that guy. I said, oh, I know him. He's a very nice devotee. He's very rich. His father is very rich, and he's also very rich. So, the mom told me, Maharaj, this is not about wealth. It's not about riches. My daughter has a PhD. She can fend for herself. She can take care of herself. Can this guy... You listen. This is what a lady in ISKCON, a mother, told me. She said, can this guy, who is after her daughter for marriage, can he take the daughter back home, back to Godhead? I didn't have an answer to it. That was the end of the discussion. Because I couldn't say yes. So it's a specific problem here. What I mentioned basically is a general problem. You understand the point?
Yes.
1 minute more. Yes.
Thank you for the...
Harikul.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, thank you for a very nice class, very enlivening. I like the aspect where you spoke to about philosophy and then application.
Yeah.
So my question is, you told the key line all along is most of the problem we are facing is lack of self-control. And that instigates most of the things. As devotees, how do we practice or how do we put into application what you said about self-control?
You see, our whole philosophy, the beginning, the middle, and the end is centered on one thing. I call it sonic therapeutic intervention. It's an intervention. The Hare Krishna Mahamantra is an intervention. It's a spiritual intervention. And now, there are even 10 offenses in the process of chanting the holy names. Now, if we can just follow meticulously those 10 offenses, we will have self-control. Automatically, we will have self-control. We recite those offenses. If I would say, like, you know, that's a term I normally will use, parrotology. You know parrots? Parrot can repeat something very easily. So sometimes also we tend to get glued to parrotology and without really getting to the details to implement even one thing that we are reciting. And that's the problem. Prabhupada has given us everything. The thing is, we have to sit back and meticulously, scrutinizingly study the situation and imbibe the culture and apply it. See, if you have a GPS, you got some equipment that can take you anywhere. But if you turn on the GPS, say you're going from Queens to Brooklyn. I live in Queens. So you're going from Queens to Brooklyn, and the GPS tells you, take a right, and you're taking a left. It's not that the GPS is not doing its job. You are not following. So Prabhupada has given us everything. We should follow. First, we chant Hare Krishna. This is a behavior modification mantra. The behavior modification is just a side effect. The main thing is to develop Krishna Prema. Krishna Prema Pumato Mahan. That's the whole essence of our spiritual cultivation. And so, if we have to chant the Hare Krishna mantra, we should go to the 10 offenses. That is the preliminary thing we need to do. Because in each and every temple, we recite these 10 offenses in the morning. Why are we doing that? They are so important for our behavior modification process. So we should follow that. And then we'll see the changes in terms of self-control. It's so easy to be offensive. And see, I tell everybody, yes, to be offensive is one thing. But I tell you one thing, I have a policy. Yeah, I'm a very offensive person, but I avoid offending women. Why? Because it's like you hurt your mom. You can hurt your father and go scot-free. You hurt your mom, the person who breastfed you, who kept you in a womb for 9 or 8 months. Think about it. So if you want to be offensive, okay, no problem. But we should avoid offending women. Because if women get hurt, we could destroy our lives. You see how even Lord Ramachandra, the honor he gave to women, any of the avatars, we need to learn from basic sastric information culture. Again, to be a parathologist is very easy. I can come here and recite the whole things and you see me as, he's just an erudite scholar. But see, I'm not here to do that because I'm already an established scholar in the academy. I have over 30 publications in peer-reviewed journals. Applying Krishna consciousness philosophy and profiling solutions to social, political, management, and leadership issues. So I don't need that here. I don't need it. But we should see how we are cultivating a culture of carefulness or mindfulness in dealing with the female energy. Srila Prabhupada ki.
Thank you, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.